Patrick Peterson declined to say during a recent interview how much he really owes, but 11 federal tax liens totaling $997,000 were filed against Peterson and his company Peterson Pacific Holdings between July of 2011 and June of 2013. Numerous other liens have also been filed against Peterson's bar for unpaid Juneau property taxes and state unemployment insurance contributions, although some of those liens were relinquished. He's also been prosecuted twice, and there have been efforts to revoke his probation at least three times in the past 10 years for failing to file or remit Juneau sales taxes. Peterson blamed ongoing expenses for his and his daughter's legal issues as one reason for not paying the taxes.
Did you just not pay federal taxes for a period of time?
Yes. Paperwork is not my big suit.
Were you doing all the paperwork yourself?
I was trying to, but I just couldn't keep up with it. And up until 1999, I had a good bookkeeper that was taking care of for me, so I had everything caught up with.
Did you hire another bookkeeper after that?
I had people who were working on it, but nobody that came through with everything I needed.
Peterson says he still hoped to get his bar back. State property records indicate that Peterson signed over his property, a quit claim deed, in exchange for $1 to Carol Collier of Riverview, Florida, back in May.
This is honey I know.
Somebody you know?
Yeah, I tried to transfer it to protect it, but it didn't work.
What do you mean it didn't work?
Well, the lien was already against the property, so it went with it when they transferred it.
The property is assessed at $242,000. The liens filed by the federal government were for unpaid federal employer taxes during most of the reporting periods from first quarter of 1999 to fourth quarter of 2012. They also include efforts to recover employees' federal Social Security and Medicare withholding that Peterson was supposed to pass on to the federal government also as early as 1999.
That's letting it go pretty far.
Professor Scott Schumacher is director of the graduate program in taxation at the University of Washington School of Law. He also worked as a trial attorney for the U.S. Department of Justice Tax Division and has represented clients as a private attorney in tax issues.
You can see that, you know, there's been a problem with that business since 1999. So we're going on close to 15 years. And they've likely been working with someone. You know, I've seen it go back, you know, several years, but it's rare that they would let it go that long.
Schumacher says continued non-payment of such taxes is common, especially among struggling businesses.
So if a business is in financial trouble and they have cash flow issues, you know, and they're saying, okay, if I don't pay my suppliers, they're not going to give me any inventory. And if I don't have inventory, I'm out of business. Now, the IRS, I'll just one quarter or one month, I'll do better. And the IRS isn't going to shut me down, so they think. And so that's kind of how it works. And then they think, okay, well, all I need to do is get through this month and I'll be fine. And, of course, oftentimes that doesn't work.
What is odd is why the IRS decided to seize the property now after over 13 years of delinquent payments. Schumacher says the IRS is usually in contact with a taxpayer with almost immediate notices. Field staff are eventually assigned to work with them and get them caught up.
Very, very common issue.
Closure of a business and seizure of a property is usually a measure of last resort.
I must say that shutting down of a business or seizure of a business is fairly rare.
The IRS has warning notices posted on PP's Douglas Inn. Agency officials declined to comment on the record for this story, but they did say an auction of the property is planned for later this year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.